This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the decline in tuberculosis incidence is an outcome of India's dedicated and innovative efforts. Commending the country's progress, Mr. Modi said in a social media post that through a collective spirit, the government will keep working towards a TB-free India. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, India has recorded a decline of 17.7% in TB incidence from 2015 to 2023. This rate is more than double the global decline of 8.3%. Sharing this information in a social media post yesterday, Health Minister J.P. Nadda emphasized that this acknowledgement reflects India's transformative approach to TB care and control. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India has put in place a framework in which its relationship with Australia will grow further in the times to come. He emphasized that the shift in the relationship between the two countries was not accomplished on autopilot, but rather through efforts, leadership and ambition on both sides. Addressing the Indian diaspora at the University of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia, on the first leg of his two-nation tour this evening, Mr. Jaishankar said India is on a high-growth trajectory and wants to grow with the world. The External Affairs Minister is on a five-day visit to Australia from yesterday. He will inaugurate the fourth Indian consulate in Australia in Brisbane today. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong in Canberra. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said if the BJP is voted to power in Jharkhand, the party will put all corrupt leaders in the state behind bars. Addressing an election rally at Simaria in Chatra, Mr. Shah said the BJP is not contesting elections just to remove Hemant Soren from power, but to bring a change in Jharkhand. Mr. Shah said it is time to oust the anti-Dalit, anti-tribal, anti-poor and anti-youth Hemant government from Jharkhand, which is fueling Naxalism for petty political gains. Mr. Shah added that the Prime Minister Modi-led centre will wipe out Naxalism from India by March 2026. With just one day left for withdrawal of nominations for assembly polls in Maharashtra, political parties are trying to pacify their rebel candidates. According to reports, around 36 candidates from the Mahayuti and 26 candidates from the Mahavikas Aghadi have turned rebel. The candidates have filed nominations against each other and have created friendly contests among the allies in many constituencies. According to a list of voters released by Election Commission, more than 9 crore 70 lakh people, comprising of more than 5 crore males and 4.5 crore females, are eligible to exercise their franchise in the upcoming election. The air quality in Delhi NCR is continuously deteriorating, with air quality index AQI reaching 381 at 7 last evening. The air quality in the region remains in the very poor category. According to Central Pollution Control Board CPCB data, the AQI in some parts of the city reached severe levels, crossing the 400 mark. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours during the next 2 to 3 days. The seventh session of the International Solar Alliance ISA Assembly will be inaugurated at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The ISA Assembly will deliberate on initiatives of International Solar Alliance ISA that impact energy access, security and traditions, with a focus on empowering member countries to adopt solar energy and mobilize finance to speed up solar deployment. India's Malvika Bansal lost the women's singles final at the Hilo Open 2024 badminton tournament in Saarbrücken, Germany yesterday. Seeded sixth at the BWF Super 300 tournament, Malvika Bansal lost to Denmark's Mia Blichfeldt, the seventh seed, by a 21-10, 21-15 scoreline. And in cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 25 runs in Mumbai Test, clinching the series 3-0. Chasing a target of 147 runs in the second innings, India crumbled to 121 all out. And that is the end of this news bulletin.